Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. All right, folks, it's time for my annual best movies of the year, where I list the films that struck me as in some way remarkable, whether it's the novelty, the shock, the joy, the satisfaction the film provides. This includes direction, actor, plot, and just the whole look of the movie. If any of those are just mediocre, probably won't make this list. They put out hundreds of new movies every year, but in this one, I only include movies that were either released in Toronto or screened at a festival here in 2024. So there's some omissions you might expect, but not here. And I'm forced to leave out certain categories like documentary and animation just to lower the pool I'm reviewing. Otherwise, movies like Pelican Blue, Memoir of a Snail, Flow, and The Wild Robot would certainly have made my list. Finally, because it's a holiday, I'm recording this a week in advance, even though I know I'm going to leave out some crucial movies that should be on this list. My bad. Oh well. Okay, with no further ado, here are my favorite movies from 2024 in semi-alphabetical order. Anora, directed by Sean Baker, is a comedy romance about an exotic dancer in Coney Island who falls in love with the son of a Russian oligarch. Mikey Madison is superb as Anora. The Brutalist, directed by Brady Corbett, is a four-hour epic about a modernist architect who leaves post-war Hungary to make it big in Toronto, but is forced to deal with his patron. Both the story and the look of this movie are incredible. Conclave, directed by Edward Berger, is a dramatization of a seemingly boring topic, cardinals electing a new pope, and somehow turning it into a shocking thriller. Emilia Perez, directed by Jacques Audiard, is a very unusual musical melodrama about four women in Mexico, including one who's a transgendered woman who wants to hide her past as the former head of a drug cartel. The Girl with a Needle, directed by Magnus von Horn, is a shocking historical dramatic horror movie about a woman in post-World War I Copenhagen who gives up her baby for adoption without knowing its future. This movie blew me away. Hard Truths, directed by Mike Lee, is a powerful drama about two black families in London with Marianne Jean-Baptiste in a stunning performance as the deeply unlikable matriarch. In my review, I called this a perfect film. Kill the Jockey, directed by Luis Ortega, is a brilliant, surreal, and mind-blowing fantasy about a jockey in Buenos Aires. I saw this gem at TIFF, and I sure hope it gets released soon. Love Lies Bleeding, directed by Rose Glass, is a violent, sexy neon noir about small town crime in the Southwest, with Kristen Stewart as the daughter of a local crime kingpin who falls for a female weightlifter. Paying for It, directed by Sukyun Lee, is a low-budget local comedy drama set in Toronto's own Kensington Market about a cartoonist who gives up dating in favor of sleeping with paid sex workers. Sing Sing, directed by Greg Quaidar, is a true drama about a group of prisoners at Sing Sing putting on a musical, and it stars both Hollywood actors like Coleman Domingo and former incarcerated actors. The Seed of the Sacred Fig, directed by Mohammad Rasulov, is a dramatic thriller about a Tehran family torn apart, where a father arrests dissidents for the government, and he has a daughter involved in political protests. The whole movie was shot secretly within Iran. The Substance, directed by Coralie Farja, is an over-the-top, audacious LA fantasy horror of a fading TV celebrity, played by Demi Moore, who tries to create a younger, more perfect version of herself. And finally, Universal Language, directed by Matthew Rankin. It's a fantastical reimagining of Canada's two solitudes as Quebec and an Iranian Canadian amalgam located in Winnipeg. I'll be posting these and the winners up on my website as well. But once again, in reverse alphabetical order, Universal Language, The Substance, Seed of the Sacred Fig, Sing Sing, Paying for It, Love Lies Bleeding, Kill the Jockey, Hard Truths, The Girl with the Needle, Emilia Perez, Conclave, The Brutalist, and Anora. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.